Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
The concern is, I think, for the rugby league more so than just Melbourne, if Craig Bellamy's poached out of there and he leaves Melbourne Storm, where does that leave them as a club with Cameron Smith and Billy Slater on their sort of the back end of their careers as well? It's a concern for the NRL.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, initially all the talk was, and I mean, Finch, you know better than anybody because you spent quite a few years down there. All the talk was Adam O'Brien. Obviously, he's done a long apprenticeship under Bellamy. He's highly regarded. And the succession plan, the view is the succession plan has always been to have Adam take over. But I think if Bellamy does decide to leave, I just get the impression, I don't know whether with Cameron Smith coming towards the end of his career, Billy Slater most likely retiring at the end of this season, that all of a sudden becomes a hell of a hard task, a bit like following Bradman into bat. I don't know whether that'd be the best job for a rookie coach, or maybe they go for like a Michael Maguire, who's been there and done it in terms of NRL experience.
Yeah, I think Adam's ready. I think Adam's been ready for a few years. I think if he stays under Bellamy the next couple of years, he'll still be ready then. The big thing is what Bellamy does. He's just created an environment down there where people want to play footy. You know, now if you've got a losing culture in Melbourne, no one's going to want to go down there and play there because there's nothing outside of that. There's no third, no sponsorship deals. No one, so to go away from home, especially when they're young kids, 16, 17, 18, from far north Queensland or from over from New Zealand, to go to a foreign town that doesn't have league, if you're not winning, it's going to be hard to attract players.
But they have, and you can tell me how much this is Craig Bellamy, the AFL clubs completely respect Melbourne Storm and how they operate. Is how integral is Craig Bellamy in that?
Yeah, in Melbourne Storm's history, I have him as number one, the most important person that's ever been involved with Melbourne Storm, and Smithy underneath that. Just his day-to-day work ethic, just the values of the man, he's just so important off the field for players. You know, like, he's brought a lot of these players through from kids. Now they're grown men with kids themselves. So he's played such a big part off the field as well and in their development as men. And like you said, he's got such great respect in the AFL community as well. So that gives the Storm a foothold into that market.
So then it sounds like it's key that someone comes through the system and replaces him and doesn't change what's been built. And I think that can be the danger with getting someone that comes in. Say you went out and got a Desi Hasler that came in and wanted to make things Desi's way as opposed to, the way things have been set up down there. So how important is it that someone comes through the system potentially to replace Craig and doesn't change too much of the fabric?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing with the players. If you don't tick the boxes to be a Storm player, it doesn't matter how good you're skillful you are or flashy player, you just don't get a start down there. So Adam's been there for a long time. How old is he? He's 40.
Okay.
He's really, really good coach. He's very smart. He does all the attack for the Storm. Mm-hmm. I think he's been ready for a few years to be a first grade coach. And I'd expect
That thing down where during the game in the coach's box, he stands up and walks out, then walks back in, sits down, stands up, walks out, walks back in, sits down.
Yells at the door at the back of the room.
Exactly. He's got to get that. Now, what's your gut feeling though, Finchie? Do you think he stays or goes?
I think he stays.
Do you?
Yeah. Because I just can't see him coaching anywhere else.
Okay. All right. What's your gut feeling, Hoops?
I'm genuinely bamboozled, Tone. I don't know which way he's going to go. The fact that the only reason that I think, well, he must be entertaining at Finch is because Melbourne have had a three-year offer that's worth a hell of a lot of money. It's worth about $1.7 million a year. Now, it's not about money. I know that with Bellamy. That's not what drives him, right? But that offer's been sitting on the table. Yeah, correct. That offer talks all languages. That offer's been sitting on the table for nearly 4 weeks. Now, he hasn't signed it. In that time, he's met with the Broncos and spoken to them. So, and he said that he wants to take another, when we heard from him last Wednesday, he said that he was going to take, they've got the bye coming up next weekend. He wants to take that little bit of time just to think it all over. So, I don't think he's made his mind up yet.
The couple of times I spoke to Bellamy about sort of Melbourne and, what he's done down there, what he's been able to achieve. One of the things I take from those conversations is the fact that he really enjoys the anonymous nature that he can go about his business.
I think you meant anonymous.
Anonymous nature that he can go about his business. And I think you'd really miss that. You go up there to Brisbane, you're a one-team town, all the focus is on you, and it'd be a big change, a big step up, especially at that stage of his career, to take on a job like the Brisbane Broncos, whereas down there, he comes up every couple of weeks and he does his thing, but he's really out of sight, out of mind, and I think he really values that aspect of it.
It certainly helps develop the type of culture he wants down there, being in Melbourne. All these young kids, no one knows who they are, so none of them are getting big heads, that's for sure.